What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of Something About Sports right here on Movement Radio. I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Chip Hazard.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have us some fun. We all love sports. We all love video games. So tonight, we're going to talk about some sports video games. But not the classic ones that you guys may have known. Maybe no Tecmo Bowl, no Madden, NBA 2K, none of that. We're going to talk about some of the craziest, just out there sports games of all time. Okay, so like what was said, we're gamers, so naturally we'd like sports and all that. As gamers, we certainly enjoy the craziness, like explosions, gore, blatant disregard for the rules, etc., etc. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today's list is going to be all about the craziest sports games. It's not whether these sports are real or fake, as long as the gameplay is creative, extreme, and completely insane. So let's not waste any time. Let's just jump straight into it. Which one of you guys want to take the first one?
I went first last time. No, fuck y'all.
All right, well, if you're going to be a bitch about it, I'll go first. Shit.
No, I'm not playing me, man.
I got it.
Go ahead, Chip.
First one we're going to talk about is 1993's Mutant League Football. So it takes a certain type of individual to step on the gridiron to take some gnarly hits. Mutant League takes that abuse and turns it up to 11 and then tries its best to push well past that. So it is set in a post-apocalyptic future where the world's population has been transformed into mutants. Ninja Turtles? Okay. Football has become a death sport. Instead of grass or turf, teams like the Monsters and the Slashers must contend with harsher fields of play made of ice, rubber, and toxic waste. Each field also contains several death traps, and even the refs can be bought off to gain an advantage of a bogus penalty. The game proves so successful, it spawned an equally gruesome hockey spinoff. Do you guys remember this game?
I do. Yeah. I was real, real young, but yeah, I remember it. It was, I just remember it was like, oh, they're these monsters and we're playing football. And I mean, compared to games nowadays, I mean, obviously it was, 8 16-bit sprites, so it wasn't, the greatest game in the world, control wise or whatever, but I mean, I thought it was a pretty fun game.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I played it. It ain't no, pixie and foot brawl, what I'm saying?
Right. And they had, like, the teams themselves. I mean, because you had the teams that were composed of aliens, skeletons, robots, trolls, superhumans. Ironically enough, there were seven players are on the field for each team instead of the usual 11, and many teams are based on real-life teams with names like the Deathskin Razors and the Midway Monsters. Midway Monsters, I'm assuming the Monsters of the Midway, all that. And then they had some players had very humorous names. There was Bones Jackson, which was a play on Bo Jackson. KT Slayer, which is Lawrence Taylor. Joe Magician, which is Joe Montana.
Greatest linebacker of all time.
Joe Montana?
Yeah, Joe Montana, greatest linebacker of all time.
And then there was Scary Ice, or
he just knows some shit out of that.
However, despite all the game's death and destruction, the competition aspect is still very high and requires much strategy, especially comparable to games such as NFL Blitz, which we'll hopefully talk about later on this episode. So what did you think of the game, Chip?
I mean, I thought it was pretty fun, for the times. And everything. I mean, it was a little hokey, but at the same time, kind of fun.
Right. They actually redid the game. But it was a spiritual successor, and it wasn't called because it wasn't Mutant League Football. It was actually called Mutant Football League, which came out for the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 January of 2018. Very similar to the other game, with also very funny, spoofy real life NFL player names. They had Bomb Shady, which was Tom Brady. Von Killer for Von Miller. Wham Neutron for Cam Newton. Throb Bronkowski, which I guess you could figure that one out. Hattrick Mahomes, which was Patrick Mahomes. Skyler Fury, which was Kyler Murray. And Airborne Dodgers, which is Aaron Rodgers. So if you enjoy, fun, football games, go check it out. Pretty interesting.
Yep.
That being said, you want the next one, Rod? You want me to take it?
No, you go ahead.
All right. Next one on the list is NHL Hits 2002. Speaking of spinoffs, NHL Hits 2002 took the stripped down aggressive gameplay of NFL Blitz and appealed it to professional hockey. Playing on four matchups, goalies included, players can fight their opponents and cause them to permanently be ejected from the game. Should players score three goals in a row, they become on fire, quote unquote, where they become even more formidable. Should this hat trick of scores be done by three assists scored, called a one-timer, the whole team gets lit up. Without injury and fewer penalties, the players and players to manage, the hits just keep on coming with two more sequels. Did you guys play the NHL Hits game?
I did not.
I did.
I loved it. I thought it was it was a lot like, I think 02 was good. I think 03 was maybe a little bit better. It was in the same vein as like MLB Slugfest. Remember Slugfest?
I don't remember that one.
Okay. So it was NFL Slugfest. Basically what it was basically yeah, because I had a NHL Hits 03 which is the one that I had. But yeah, 02 was just as good. It was pretty much like, because you could go, you could run, check people, and you could like really just, you could check them over into the damn, when you put them through the glass pretty much on the boards. And it's just funnier than hell to watch it. The replay value was really good. It was very close to, it was basically Blitz with hockey is pretty much, you get in the real fights. The fighting mechanic was kind of sucky, but it was still, interesting. But so how was your experience with playing it, Raj?
I don't really remember that well. I just remember being able to cross check people all day, every day, pretty much. Right. That's all I did. Yeah, I know it. I feel like I played probably 03 more, though, because I think I remember that one more.
Yeah. 03 was, I think, the better one of the
I think I just don't have it, to be honest, in a box somewhere.
Yeah, but they also had Pro as well, which was the third installment of the Hit series, but that was played out more like 5-on-5 gameplay with, legitimate hockey rules and stuff, which it kind of took away from it a little bit. Wasn't really a big fan of the Pro series.
I don't remember the Pro series.
Yeah, it was produced by Midway. Midway always had a lot of crazy games that they came out with.
I mean, it's Mortal Kombat.
That's true.
All NetherRealm Studios survived Activision.
They did. They survived Activision.
not many companies will here soon, now that they keep buying everything.
Wait, say that again? I didn't hear what you said.
Not many companies will here now that Activision's buying up people again.
Yeah.
Activision's not buying anybody. It's Microsoft that is.
But didn't Activision buy Blizzard? Yeah, Activision bought Blizzard. That's why they're in that fucking huge scandal right now.
Well, yeah, but that was several years ago.
Yeah, and they're literally all their corporate people are getting fucking shit canned right now because of all the sexual harassment.
Well, that's why Microsoft bought them. They got a good deal on it because of that scandal. And then, like, they're going to go in and pretty much wipe house of all the upper corporate guys and put their people in place, but keep, you know, the core developers, from what I understand.
Microsoft doesn't have a good track record of keeping studios alive either.
Yeah.
They'll make one or two, three games. They won't sell, and they'll do what they do with everybody else and push them to the Halo or to Gears of War, and then that'll be the end of everybody.
Well, that being said, let's move on to the very next one on the list. You got it, Raj?
Yes, next one on the list is one of my favorite passionate games of all time, the NBA Street Series. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry. And I actually got to show you guys. Did I ever send you guys that? Did I ever send you guys the documentary of NBA Streets 2?
No, I don't think so.
I need to, because it goes into like the full development of how it was made by a bunch of Canadians that know nothing about basketball and how they made it so fucking good.
So, go ahead, read the blurb real quick and then.
Okay. So, speaking of NBA Streets, putting more emphasis on the urban flavor, the stars of the National Basketball Association was taken from the court to the concrete for 3-on-3 basketball. While not the craziest offering on our countdown, the in-depth realism has been. Did they play their own game? Like, maybe. Well, the first one sort of was, but when they went to two was sort of a little bit more realistic-ish, but three definitely skipped out on realism. But in-depth realism has been pushed to the side for gameplay with swagger as went along. With a series signature game breaker meter, players can do flashy dunks and use defensive and evasive skills. The series also offers options to create and customize players, and in Streets Volume 3, entire basketball course, which was so good.
Yeah.
Throw in some entertainment commentary, and this game is a slam dunk. Don't ever stop that. I should have read that. I shouldn't have read that.
Yeah, you should have.
No. Yeah. Man, okay, so out of all the Street games, which one was your favorite to play?
Two.
I was a fan of two as well.
Two for both basketball and football.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
NFL Streets 2 was definitely a lot better than 1.
Streets 2 was definitely better than 1.
3 was trying way too hard.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I guess 2 would be the better Streets. Yeah. Man, the sequels of the Street series was way better than the other games that they did.
Because they were able to learn from the mistakes from the first one and emphasize it. Like I said, I need to show you guys that documentary. I need to send it to you guys when I got to re-look it up and I send it to you guys. But it's so amazing, everything that they put into it. It's like about 50 minutes long. It's like a real in-depth documentary.
Okay. Yeah.
I you know what's weird for me though, and maybe I'm one of them weird ass people. Like if a video game has a good soundtrack, I'll enjoy it more. Does that make me stupid, or does that like just?
I'm the same way. Did you ever play the N1 Street Basketball game?
I actually have the N1 Street Basketball game.
I did not.
It's actually extremely fun.
Yeah, that one's fun. Yeah,
It's pretty much just Park Takeovers to 21. It has a really good soundtrack too, and the number one song that plays every time you start the game is Master P. Make him say
Yep.
Make him say Hold on.
So as soon as you start the game,
let me do it right. Make him say Man, this ain't no motherfucker.
This motherfucker. Where the hell that happened?
That's the intro to the song.
Yeah.
No Limit Studios. Who this is?
Oh, that's P.
P? This ain't no motherfucker P. Oh, okay. This P. Let me hear you say,
Okay. Man, this ain't no motherfucking P.
Get the fuck out of.
Oh, Lord.
You don't remember that?
But I do now that you've went through it. I
know that we went through it.
Anyway, but no, did you play any of the Street games, Chip?
Yeah, Street 2, in my opinion, was the best. But they were all decently
fun. 3,
I
think, is very underrated. I think 3 is very underrated. They did change up a lot more, but I did like the customization. But I also like the triple team, game breaker dunk to end the game.
Yeah.
Yes, because you can do crazy moves, throw it up, do something else, and then throw it up, and then the other guy just slams it down.
But you also had to time it right. You couldn't just mash it. It wasn't a mashing kind of thing.
Right. It wasn't like 1 and 2 was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like that they used real-life street courts. They used the Cage, yes. Gun Hill, Rucker Park in New York City, Garland Park. They also use, Tandy Rec Center in St. Louis, Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Mosswood Park in Oakland, California. Like, I mean, there was a plethora. I didn't even know that they had 2 more games.
Who?
The Street series. I didn't know they had.
I think they were like handheld ports.
So NBA Street Showdown was on the PlayStation. Was on the PSP.
Yep.
Yeah.
And NBA Home Court was
a Vita game, I think.
No, it was for the 360 and the PS3.
Home Court.
Home Court. Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I don't remember it either. Carmelo Anthony was on the cover. It was released February 2nd, 2007.
You said NBA Street Home Court.
NBA Street Home Court. I don't think I've ever played this one. According to what I'm looking at, it got
I do remember it. It was okay. It's not great.
I don't remember it. I don't remember ever playing it.
I'm pretty sure you can get it for like $10 right now.
Maybe less than that. Who knows?
It's going for like $13 on eBay.
You know, that tells you enough right there.
Right.
NBA Ballers. Ugh, that game was
that game.
Potential. Was so much potential with so much badness.
Right. All right. So let's move on to the next. Unless you guys want to keep on fanboying about NBA Street.
Nah, we can go ahead. Go on to the next one.
All right, go ahead, Chip. You got it.
Next up, we're going to talk about 1994's Windjammers. So this game takes a simple game of Frisbee, throws in some tennis for good measure, and then takes it to the extreme. 6 unique characters from across the world compete in one-on-one matches on 6 different styles of terrain. The disc used can ricochet off walls and be powered up by special energy from the thrower. 3 to 5 points can be scored if the disc hits the opponent's goal, with 2 points gained if the thrower fails to catch the disc if it is tossed up. Fast-paced, fluorescent, and totally radical, Windjammers puts the ultimate in ultimate Frisbee. I never played this game, so...
I played the shit out of it, and the team that actually made it, well, not all the members, but some of the people from it actually released a successor, technically. It's actually on the PS4, PS5, the X1, and the X series, whatever the fuck the next one is.
The Xbox Disc Series Jammers. X.
It's pretty much the same. Yeah, the XXS.
Yeah.
But it's actually really fun, and I actually challenged David Woods to this game because it's like his favorite game of all time. Never saw me. Still throw him out that challenge. Any day, son.
I gotta admit, I've never played this game.
It is fun. I think you can actually, I'm pretty sure it's called Disc Jammers. I know it's Disc something, but I think it's just Disc Jammers. Like I said, you can get it on the store. It's pretty cheap.
Well, they have Windjammers 2.
Yeah, it came out later on.
Yeah, it came out this year.
Oh, they finally released it. Thank God.
January 20th, 2022. It's available for Microsoft Windows, Nintendo Switch, PS4, Stadia, and Xbox One.
Stadia. Which is Google's online.
Oh, okay. I don't have Stadia, so I don't.
You don't want Stadia.
Not many people do, unless you're just a collector of like shitty stuff.
Well, not only that, also you have to have like some huge, great specs for your computer to run it all without blowing up. You have to put more money into building that PC than actually pay for games. So it's, I don't think you'd ever match the price of games compared to how much you have to build for.
Yeah.
Also, has horrible net coding, so it's hard to play online with people.
Right.
But Windjammers is actually really fun. It is. It's just an over the top. I mean, it came out in 94, so it was on Sega and I don't think it was Super Nintendo. Might have been Super Nintendo, but it was actually really fun. I mean, you're just pretty much, it's pretty much Pong, but with like super cool effects and stuff.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you've got to make sure this Frisbee doesn't go into your goal on your side. You got to knock it back, and you can do specials, and you can like sort of twist it around and do special moves with it and everything. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
So it looks like they have an e-sport for Windjammers 2.
Yeah, and they were when they were talking about the development of it, they said they were going to really push it, which is really cool. But one of the Barcade up here, or the Barcade in Knoxville, actually has a cabinet for Windjammers.
Okay.
And that's what I challenged Xavier was, because when they were torn, when WWE was still torn heavier, he's like, oh, where's the place I can find in Knoxville? And I was like, there's a Barcade up here and it's got Windjammers. It's like, see me. Never came and tell me. I will still throw the challenge out. Speaking into the world, I see me, bro.
Yeah, I'm watching Rogers a little
calling out Xavier Woods, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did it on Twitter like 5 years ago.
I'm watching a little gameplay of Windjammers 2. It looks pretty fun.
It's super fun. Like I said, you can definitely put some time into it. This Jammers is the one I played more recently. And that one, I think I haven't seen Windjammers 2 because I forgot it even came out this year.
Right.
I didn't think it actually going to come out. There's so many games I want this year. I'm about to go broketh.
Yes, broketh is the wordeth.
Although I'm happy that Stray comes out in 2 weeks on PlayStation. I want to play the cat.
What does?
Stray.
Oh, okay.
It's a PlayStation exclusive where you play as a cat on the streets.
It's like Goat Simulator for the Xbox?
No, it's actually like a narrative simulator. Goat Simulator's on everything. It's just a narrative story about a cat. I just don't know what the story is. That's all they said is that you play a stray cat.
Is it like a Telltale game or?
No. It's
no.
A high def. It looks actually pretty amazing. Telltale is bringing out The Wolf Among Us 2 and The Expanse this year, and I'm fucking excited for that, because The Wolf Among Us, obviously, my favorite comic series.
They're supposed to do another Walking Dead soon, aren't they?
No, they finished it already.
Oh, they did already finish it? Okay.
Yeah, season 3 was the final season.
Okay.
You can actually get the full collection.
Okay. Yeah. I know you can get episode 1 for free.
You probably should get... I think you can get season 1 for free in general.
I think so. I think just it's on season one? Game Pass.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's free for anybody pretty much because it came out 9 years ago?
Yeah, 8 or 9 years ago, yeah.
It came out after I came out from... Shit, it's almost been 10 years because it came out after I came out of high school.
Yeah.
No, that's a series I'll play. I've got The Wolf Among Us episodes recorded and edited. I just got to put more out. I've got the first one. First part already done.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, that being said, let's move on to the very next game on the list. This is the Blood Bowl series.
Love it.
Set in an alternate version of the Warhammer universe and based on a board game of the same name, Blood Bowl takes football and sets it in a mythical fantasy world. With three games under its belt, the series provides a turn-based spin on a genre usually played fully in real time. Teams are comprised of various races in Warhammer, including the Verminous, Skaven. Okay. Yeah. Various classes of elves and humans, if you're into that sort of thing. As implied by the title, buckets of blood are spilled as players can be horribly injured or even killed. A team can annihilate their opponents and still take the win, giving sudden death a whole new meaning. I got to be honest, I've never played this game.
I've actually got the first one on 360 still that works if you guys ever want to play it. It's okay. Fun as shit, but it's also frustrating as shit because it's literally a turn-based. It's pretty much D&D football, so everything's based on your stats and your race.
Well, they have another one coming out.
Yeah, Blood Bowl 4? Or
well, early? It's Blood Bowl 3. It says the release is 2022.
I thought it already came out. Pushback.
Yeah. It says the game was originally intended to be released August. Oh, yeah. I think it did come out.
It's upcoming. It's upcoming.
Yeah.
Blood Bowl 3 is an upcoming. Yeah. I believe?
August 2021. Yeah, but in June of 2021, it was pushed back to February of 2022. The delay announcement was accompanied with a trailer showcasing the game campaign. The closed beta was run between the 3rd and 13th of June of 2021. But in November of 21, NanCon announced that the February 22 release date was being further postponed due to delays caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, and that the game would be released, quote unquote, later in 2022. So in January of 2022, NanCon announced that the game would no longer have an early access release as originally planned and would instead run another closed beta from January 25th to February 2nd, with a final full release on PC and console later in the year. Only players who had registered for the June 2021 closed beta had access. Another beta was held for PC between June 1st and June 12th, 2022. With still no set release date.
Yeah. It's probably got a fucking lot of bugs. Because, I mean, on the 360, and it was made, it wasn't made for console specifically, but it was made to be a higher end one for it, and it's still pretty fucking buggy. Game's pretty, it's pretty fun, but frustrating at the same time.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, it's based on a board game of the same name?
Yeah, from Warhammer. Okay. It's just a spinoff from Warhammer and D&D style, pretty much.
Please forgive me, I've never heard of the board game, you know?
No, it's fine. They sell it. CM Games has them.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those.
Like 50 fucking bucks, though.
In Northgate?
Any of
them. I know Knoxville has them. There's two locations.
Because I know there was a CM Games in Northgate. I don't know if it moved or if it's still there.
It probably has. I mean, if you have one near you. I mean, there should be some in Chattanooga, right?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. There was one in Northgate, but I think it moved.
No, it's still in Northgate, according to their Facebook page. It just moved from the outside to the inside.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they did have that big store on the outside.
It was right next to where Old Chicago was before it moved out there near Hamilton Place.
Yeah, I think the storefront for what was CM Games is now a Salsarita's, and they moved CM Games to the inside, in a different location. Blood Bowl 3, when it's released, they say it'll have 12 playable races. You'll get to choose between Black Orcs, Chaos Chosen, Chaos Renegades, Imperial Nobility, Dark Elf, Dwarves, Elven Union, Humans, Nurgle, Old World Alliance, Orcs, and Skaven.
Huh, I wonder how the... I've got to see what... Because, I mean, it's just like regular D&D and Warhammer. Every race has a pros and cons, and then obviously the stats you put into it. So I wonder what... Because elves get like higher agility and dexterity so they can avoid being attacked to stuff and tackles, and they're faster, but they're super weak too.
I'll send you guys the most recent trailer. It was released 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Sweet.
But no, I think it's a game you guys would like, but get frustrated with. Because like I said, your cons are huge cons, but your pluses are like really huge too to affect the gameplay.
Well, I mean, I'm always down to play something new. Which I'm not a big fan of like D&D games, but I mean,
I fight you.
You fight because I'm not a fan.
Yes. You're a wrestler. D&D should be in your bloodline. You get to make up storylines and go on adventures and win stuff.
Okay. Didn't realize you were that passionate about D&D.
I make custom campaigns.
Well, let's move forward. Let's go on to the next one of this. You got it, Bubba. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Because you just no-sold him, was like, yeah, okay, let's move on to the next one.
Well, it's not that I'm trying to no-sell him. It's just that, like, he like, yo, pull up. I'm like, what? I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I just don't. I've never got into D&D games. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan of Dungeons and Dragons. I just wasn't a fan of it.
It's all right. I understand. It happens.
Yeah. Is it me but or, I will, or
but
Roger?
It's Roger.
It's me.
Okay.
All right. So next on the list, another one of my favorite series, actually, Super Mario Strikers, which actually came out with a Wii game, I think, like a week or two ago. Not a Switch game.
It was a Switch game. It's God, what's the name of it?
Yeah, I can't remember what it is.
It's Super Mario Strikers.
Not Charged. That's the Wii
one. Yeah, Charged is the Wii one.
We're gamers, right?
Yeah. Well, they did. What was it called? It's... So they did Super Mario Strikers Charged. That was for
Battle
the...
Battle League, that's
what it was.
It's actually Mario Strikers Battle League. Yeah, it just came out 2 weeks ago.
June 10th. Yeah. From, gosh. But everyone says it's mixed to average reviews so far, which
I love the game series. I love the game series. I haven't played a bad one yet, so.
Right.
But so Super Mario Strikers 2005 was the GameCube version. And when Mario gets together with some of his friends and enemies in Mushroom Kingdom to play ball, any sport they do will usually be pretty crazy. What sets Strikers apart, however, is unique spin on a beautiful game. With fun gameplay, awesome cutscenes, and amazing super strikes done by the team captains, the soccer standout brought more attitude than Mario fans are used to, and it paid off. And if Nintendo sought to make an insanely entertaining sports game, then they definitely scored that hard-earned goal. God, I should literally read ahead so I don't have to do these stupid puns.
No, you have to do the stupid puns.
Nope, I don't do dad jokes.
Yes.
Nope. It's not in my contract.
What's wrong with this motherfucker?
I hate dad jokes. I like my humor to be funny.
You better read the fine print of that contract, because it clearly says dad jokes all day.
No, it says by movement members.
Yeah,
I'm not a movement member.
Yes, you are.
I'm an auxiliary co-host.
No.
I was never actually blood in, blood out of the original movement tag team.
Yes, you are.
You guys got the dad jokes.
Hey, listen. we may be the foundation, but you came along at a good time. So yeah, we allow you to do the dad jokes.
I'm glad that you guys allow me to do them. I take that honor and I just put it on the shelf so I don't actually have to ruin it. You know, I just put it right there and so we can look at it all day.
Well, thank you for being so gracious.
Yeah, but I don't want to step on your toes.
I appreciate that. But no, on some real shit though, man. I did enjoy Strikers. Like, but this was at a time, 2004, 2005, where the Mario series was just going crazy with all different types of sports.
Double Dash.
They did Double Dash. Well, Double Dash was Mario Karts. It was kind of the same
thing. It's a sport.
I'm saying it's a sport, but I'm saying I would relate that more to Mario Kart as opposed, because even though it is a sport, it's not the same. Because Mario Kart is just, it's Mario Kart. It's not like a sport like, you know, like, then there was
golf, baseball.
There was a golf, tennis, baseball.
Tennis is my shit. I love the tennis games.
I still play it on the Switch. I still play Mario Tennis.
I still have it on the, I have the Mario Tennis Ace on the Switch, but I got that original one on the 64. Catch me all day. Waluigi Front Court ain't beating me.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah, I would throw that challenge down easily for anybody. Anybody can catch the smoke when it comes to Mario Tennis.
I put real money on it.
Well, pass the blunt, motherfucker. Let's go.
I put off 5 banders on that. That's how confident I am.
I ain't that rich.
When it comes to Mario Tennis, all day. Mario Tennis, Mario Golf. Those are my Mario games. I'll put it on deck.
Well, you can have Mario Golf all you want. Mario Tennis, nah.
Waluigi Front Court ain't beat me.
I got you.
Hey, my boy said pull up.
when it comes to Mario Tennis, I'll throw that challenge out to anybody for real.
Yo,
any listeners out there, y'all want to smoke? Y'all message me on Facebook to put money on it. We record it, and when y'all get them beatings, don't say I cheated on you. I ain't about that. I do this stuff for real. More real than street basketball right here.
Damn.
This guy can't even beat me in Mortal Kombat. What are you going to talk about Mario Tennis?
Okay, this guy really trying to catch smoke. His name must be Noob Saibot on the side then.
Shit. Yeah, man. Hey, Noob Saibot, Ermac, I mean, whoever, anybody you want to pick, man.
I don't pick any of them. I got one guy when it comes to Mortal Kombat X and 11. That's it. Aaron Black.
Hey, isn't he a wrestler?
No, Aaron Black.
No, that's Malachi Black.
No, he's a wrestler. It's Aaron Wade. He stole his name from.
Oh yeah. It's not spelled. No, I don't think so. I think Aaron Wade actually came out before he did.
No, Aaron Black.
Aaron said he got. Didn't he say that he got the idea for his name from that video game?
That's his favorite Mortal Kombat character.
Right.
Yeah, that dude is the nastiest.
Yeah.
I still whip your ass with Devorah.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Definitely, you smoking in trees for real.
The Kool-Aid comes in many forms, my brother.
Yeah, you'll be sipping the wrong Kool-Aid, apparently. You're on that Jim Jones Kool-Aid. Trying to get yourself killed out here.
Check out Movement Rookie's YouTube channel. We're going to throw it down.
Oh, I definitely, like I said, on deck. And I do have a capture card for the Nintendo 64. So ain't no escaping this, like the Beatnut said.
All right. We're going to be playing that song in the background. We just, you know, we'll credit them so we don't get in trouble for copyright claim.
That's not how that works.
Well, yeah,
we'll still get the copyright claim.
I don't know how it works.
They'll still catch us on that one.
It's an homage. It ain't no disrespect. It's an homage. All right, let's move on to the next one. You got it, Chip?
Yeah. Next up is probably one of my favorite games. I put a lot of time into this game. We're talking about 2001's SSX Tricky. So arguably the peak of the SSX series, this second installment takes the extreme snowboarding aspect of the first game and ups the ante. Tricky saw the addition of the Uber Trick system that offers up a temporary speed boost in exchange for insane, often gravity-defying stunts. Returning characters also developed over the top personalities, with some of them being voiced by celebrities like Lucy Liu, David Arquette, and Billy Zane. While many of the early SSX titles would be right at home with this list's madness, SSX Tricky rocked and was right on time. I really think it was the best of the series. I put a ton of time into this game. And
who was your character?
Man, I could play with all of them. I could bang with all of them.
Moby Jones.
I would say Moby's probably my guy.
No, Moby, not. Honest to God, man, I played with Elise. I played with Elise. I did. I played with Elise. I'd play with Eddie, or I would play with Simon. Those would be the three that I would normally play with. I didn't play with Brody so much because he was more of like a downhill race type. It didn't really do a whole lot of tricks. Granted, I understand that, you know, it's mostly a racing event, but in order to get those extra points, you have to, you know, do tricks and stuff like that to get your speed up and stuff like that, which I understand that. But most of, like, I think it was Brody, and I think
Brody was my other one.
Yeah. Brody and Marisol were the two ones that were like really, really fast, right?
Brody did have some speed. I'm looking at his stats. It said his base at 17 out of 40, but I think it was the highest to begin with.
I believe it was.
Let me see. Marisol's base stat was 16. So yeah, I think they were the highest too.
What was the worst character
on speed?
Just overall.
I don't know about worst character because they all had their different. What do you call it? Different.
Each had their own pros. Like abilities. Yeah.
Right.
So anyway. Steven Retschoffner, the producer of SSX Tricky, has expressed that he would like to do a remake of SSX Tricky to put out on current gen console. And when SSX 3 was released in 2018 and got such a huge, huge bump and everybody was so impressed with it, he actually went to EA and pitched the idea and said that the ball is in their court. However, he is currently working on a spiritual successor to SSX called Project Gravity. It's going to be a free-to-play snowboarding game in the vein of SSX.
I like that idea. Now, the one they did do the SSX remake in 2012 that I did enjoy. I enjoyed that game a lot. It was more. I like the fact that you could, because this version of SSX was different than SSX Tricky, from the same point that it had true online capability and you could actually play snowboarding, doing tricks with people from all over the world and things of that nature. And it was really, really fun to do. Like I said, SSX is one of my favorite, not just games, but SSX as a complete series is one of my favorite video game franchises of all time. Like SSX Tricky for me ranks in my top three favorite video games of all time.
Nah, that's not bad. I mean, yeah. I really like the SSX games. Tricky, I still think probably is my favorite one, but I like Chip. I probably put in a million hours of my life into it.
Oh yeah.
Ain't no telling. Right.
And I probably would put a million more if they brought out a new one.
Well, yeah. They have it. They totally have a updated ported version on the 360 and PS3, I believe. You might be able to get it on the Game Pass.
I'll have to look. I know they released SSX 3 on the One, the Xbox One, so it's probably on the Game Pass with the EA support.
Yeah. The one that they did, it was like one was the introduction, which was okay. SSX Tricky blew it all out of the water. SSX 3 was good from the standpoint that it allowed you to more free roam. SSX on Tour, I didn't think was that good. SSX Blur to me sucked. I'm sorry, it did. And then the SSX remake in 2012, I thought was good.
Wasn't Blur the Wii exclusive?
It was.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of that one. Because I just didn't like the control scheme of it.
I think that was the main reason why it fell so flat, was because the control scheme was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not a good game. It was 5.5 out of 10 was the majority of the GameSpy rated it 3 out of 5. GamePro rated it 2.5 out of 5. Like, I mean, it was not that good of a game. Meanwhile, the original the remake of SSX, 9 out of 10 from Eurogamer. G4 rated it 4.5 out of 5. GameSpot was 8.5 out of 5. IGN, 9 out of 10. Metacritic gave it an 82 out of 100. Like, you know, but then when you go to SSX Tricky, all over the board, you know, you got Metacritic giving it a 92 out of 100. Edge gave it 7 out of 10. Eurogamer, 9 out of 10. Game Informer, 9 out of 10. Game Revolution, A+. GameSpot, 9.4 out of 10. IGN, 9.4 out of 10. Next Gen Games, 4 stars. OPM, 4 stars. Like, I mean, yeah, there was an amazing, amazing game. If they redid it today, yeah, I probably would be I'd probably be spending more time into it than I probably should be. So.
Yeah.
But that being said, let's move on to the very next one on the list. Another game that we spend so much time on. NFL Blitz. Now, while the Madden series shows what the National Football League can be in a near-perfect simulation, this Midway Classic pretty much was the opposite. Along with having an extra point after the touchdown as an automatic feature, Blitz had a quick and less restrictive gameplay with the emphasis on knocking the opponent's block off. The defense can careen into ball handlers with sheer force and even leg drop down to players with no penalties to slow down the action. Add in these classic codes to make the game even crazier. The reception for Blitz was nothing short of a touchdown. Great pun. So obviously, I think it's a dumb question, but what did you guys think of NFL Blitz?
Another game I spent
way too much time on.
Yeah. The barcade up here actually has the four-player cabinet.
No. See?
Yeah, it has that. It has the Blitz NBA, the Blitz NBA Jam cabinet combo.
No. See, you made me come up there and spend too much money.
What'd you say?
It has. So the barcade up here in Knoxville actually has the four-player cabinet, the arcade cabinet, so you can play four players on NBA Blitz or NBA Jam. Or NFL Blitz, sorry.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. We don't gotten reckless on that thing a few times.
Shit. Me and my sister still throw down to this day on NFL Blitz on the 64.
You slept your quarter on my
sister.
So what now?
Hey, what now? How you gonna get worked by your sister like that?
Hey, man. Hey. There's proof on the internet somewhere.
Of her waxing you?
She posted the... All right, so here's what happened, okay? We were playing, and my drink spilled on my leg, so I had to clean it up. Meanwhile, she scored a touchdown, and I'm trying to clean up mess, and the dog ran over, pissed on my leg, and it had rained, and, you know, you ain't buying this shit, are you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Not at all.
Go ahead. I'm just saying, that was one of the games that we really enjoyed. We would always go, like, it was NFL Blitz, it was GoldenEye, it was Mario Party. Like, all the classics on the 64, especially NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
They actually, speaking of GoldenEye, they're actually thinking about doing a remastered edition for the Switch.
Yes.
With online multiplayer.
Do it.
These young kids don't know about that.
I wish they'd make a new NFL Blitz. The last one came out in 2012.
Blitz the League 3 needs to happen.
Well, they, No, NFL Blitz was the last one. It came out in 2012. It was for PS3 and 360. Although they're saying that Kurt Warner's Arena Football Unleashed was a spiritual successor to NFL Blitz. That came out
that's
in
funny
2000.
It's funny that Kurt Warner got his own Arena Football League before he, at the same time, he got his Super Bowl.
Yep. Yeah, that came out May 18th, 2000.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it was played just like NFL Blitz.
I need to find a copy of NFL Blitz the League and put that on the channel.
Hey. I think 2 was better than 1, to be honest with you, but
I just need a copy.
I like the story of 2 better than
I just want to juice up my boy. Like a real NFL player should be juiced up.
This guy.
You tell me you didn't like our boys back in the 70s and 80s juiced up, killing each other?
I mean, I wasn't around during the 70s, so.
I mean, you can watch video.
That's true. Well, Jack Tatum. Coming in fucking somebody up.
You saying he was juiced?
I don't know if he was juiced, but he was fucking somebody up.
That's true.
Although, I do find it interesting, though, when it comes to Blitz games. And I know we're talking about NFL Blitz. I'm sure we're talking about the original from 97. But I did find it interesting, the Blitz the League games, because obviously they couldn't be NFL Blitz due to copyright claims and things of that nature. But... There were so many wink and nods to different players and different organizations and things like that.
Well, yeah.
More so in the second game than the first game. The second game, I'll just read this real quick. It says, the game also alludes to real-life scandals involving NFL players as former Washington Redhawks quarterback Mike Mexico is now serving time in prison.
Not Mike Mexico.
This situation is similar to that of Michael Vick, who used the name Ron Mexico when seeking treatment for herpes, as well as Vick's conviction for running an illegal dogfighting ring.
I changed my gamer tag to Mike Mexico.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
there are also allegations of the New England regulars cheating in a championship game, as a reference to the New England Patriots Spygate scandal, and the game also features an incident with the Minnesota Reapers, reminiscent of the Minnesota Vikings boat scandal.
Wait, the what?
The Minnesota Vikings boat scandal. You don't remember that?
No,
no.
Y'all don't remember? For real, y'all don't remember that?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Real quick, I'm just going to summarize it. On October 6, 2005, an alleged sex party occurred on Lake Minnetonka with 17 key members. Just hold on. With 17 key members of the Minnesota Vikings football team, including Dante Culpepper, Fred Smoot, Melade Moore, Pat Williams, Bryant McKenzie, Nate Burleson, Ralph Brown, Jermaine Wiggins, Troy Williamson, who was then beginning his rookie season, Travis Taylor, Kevin Williams, Lance John Stone, Mo Williams, and Willie Offord. Two houseboats were rented, and some, but not all, of the players performed sexual acts in front of crew members. Prostitutes from Atlanta and Florida were flown in for the party in order to perform sex acts. There were at least 90 people on the two boats, and Fred Smoot later estimated that there were over 100 women present. An anonymous former player of the Minnesota Vikings claimed that this is not the first time such an incident had occurred. The scandal has sometimes been referred to as the Love Boat Scandal or the Smoot Boat Scandal. Allegedly, photographs were taken at the party showing people engaging in sexual acts and sexual intercourse. Four of the players were charged with misdemeanors relating to the event. Later, commentators pointed to the scandal as a key event in the history of the team, lending to the firing of head coach Mike Tice, who was replaced by Brad Childress, who then led the team to the 2009 NFC Championship game.
Okay, first of all, they act like the head coach was the one. I mean, he might have been in that boat, but he had like he was the one throwing the sex party. So we got to fire him.
I mean, you know, it's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
I'd be mad as shit. If I was that coach, I'd be like, you know what? I'm about to throw my own sex party now. Fuck him.
Right on the field. Right on the damn field.
I don't know about all that now.
He's there right on the damn field.
But this, okay, so here's one part of the incident. It says a woman called the police around 9:20 p.m. on October 6th to report that approximately seven black men had urinated in her yard after exiting a blue shuttle bus limousine, according to the transcript.
Man, I thought that was going to go a different way when you were reading that.
I did too.
I was like, yo, she don't got R. Kelly by seven of them.
Holy shit. The woman later mentioned that the men were sitting at Al and Alma's, the name of the charter cruise company that the Viking players were later alleged to be used for the parties. Stephen Doyle, attorney for the charter company, said some of the sex acts alleged by witnesses to have taken place in the party included a lot of dirty shit. Masturbation, oral sex, anal sex, woman on man, woman on woman, toys, double penetration, middle of the floor, middle of the couches, in the middle of the room. Does that satisfy you, you son of a bitch? Anyway, the cleaning crew reported found in used condoms, KY jelly, handy wipes, wrappers for sex toys, and said it was just incredible how it was left. Never in the history of this group of people have they ever had anything like this happen. According to Doyle, there were no drugs and no minors on the two boats, and that every Vikings player aboard acted inappropriately.
It's a sex party. What's the appropriate way to act at a sex party?
I know, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just wondering.
And who's snitching?
Here's my question. Like, forgive my naive assumptions here, but every person on that boat was a consenting adult, correct?
I mean, they literally flew in prostitutes from Florida and Atlanta. They was getting that high-end shit.
But every single person on this boat was a consenting adult, correct?
Well, except for the wait. It had to be one of the crew members that wasn't getting involved. Jealous bastards.
I guess so.
Well, we hope they were consenting. There's the thing. They were old enough to consent, but we hope that they were consenting.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no assumption. Well, yeah. There's no, like, allegations of anything, is there?
Yeah, I mean, no, there was no. According to this, there was no allegations whatsoever of any type of a sexual assault. They were just, you know, hanging out.
Pumping and dumping. Pumping and dumping.
Right, with prostitutes and stuff. maybe that's where the scandal comes from, that they flew in prostitutes from Atlanta and Florida. Like, I don't
know. He said pumping and dumping.
Pumping and dumping.
Yeah.
I mean, what else you going to call it?
All right. And then there's other shit here, but I'm just going to send it to you guys so you guys can read it at your own leisure. But let's move on to the next one.
Yeah, I think it's you, isn't it? No, it's me. Yeah. It's actually me. Yeah, Strikers, SX, Bliss. Yeah, it's me. Number two on the list is the other part of the four-player co-op arcade cabinet. NBA Jam, released in 1993. And boom NBA shakalaka. Midway's first endeavor was a real sport league. NBA Jam, like Blitz and Hits afterward, contained condensed and streamlined gameplay, playing two-on-two games on the hardwood. The game featured over-the-top dunks, the ability to set the ball on fire after three consecutive dunks or shots, and no penalties ever. All of this happens before the game's cheat codes amp up the insanity even further. From boosting players' abilities to dunking from anywhere to playing hidden characters like the Fresh Prince and Mortal Kombat Scorpion. Each code is zanier than the last, but it is the ballin' b-ball order. I'm not fucking doing that. No. Because this game invites players to slam and welcome to jam.
He said he wasn't going to do it. And he did it anyway.
I didn't read all that.
Come on and slam. All right, I got to quit. All right. That being said, though, how'd y'all enjoy NBA Jam?
Love it. I still throw down on it when I can.
Me too. Sir.
They actually re-released it on the 360, and it with the updated rosters. It's pretty fun, actually.
Yeah, well, and you can play it on the one through the Game Pass. So
I'm pretty sure it's on a PlayStation. I just haven't got it.
Yeah, I still play it quite a bit.
Yeah.
In 2001, they did something called NBA Hoops, which is, again, it was made by Midway. It was supposed to be like
NBA Jam. It was okay. It wasn't
it's not as good.
Yeah.
I didn't play it, so.
I remember having it on the 64, and you could have some of the cheat codes that had characters from 64 on it.
Because I think around that time, 2001, like, I was playing 2K more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was playing NBA 2K more.
Was there an NBA 2K one? I thought it was 7. No. Maybe. I think it was 7, wasn't it? When it revamped.
What are you talking about?
Was there an NBA 2K one?
Yeah, it was part. It was on the Dreamcast.
I don't remember. I didn't play Dreamcast. Still think it's garbage.
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. Dreamcast is garbage. Trash can, dumpster fire.
Your trash can, dumpster fire.
Damn.
It's like what was so wrong with Dreamcast?
The shit control.
The control was not that bad.
The control was almost as bad as the Xbox original fucking controller.
Oh, the Duke.
Yep.
The
Duke.
But you had such a good, man, you had Crazy Taxi, you had Jet Set Radio, Fantasy Star,
Sonic GameCube Adventure. Had it on the GameCube with better control.
Not a Sonic game on the GameCube?
Yep. Sonic Adventures, Sonic Adventure X, and Sonic Adventure 2.
Was that on the GameCube? Okay, they ported 2003. Yep. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Crazy Taxi, I mean, it's on everything. I remember having that on...
I got it on the Xbox right now.
I remember having it on... playing it at an arcade and playing on the PS2. The PS2 version was actually pretty fun.
Right.
The arcade is fucking fun, especially when you get when you find one that's the 4D taxi.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
That's just fun. Have you guys ever played the 4D arcade Mario Kart?
No.
No.
It's actually pretty fun. You could actually sit in the cart seat and everything, and some of the levels are actually pretty neat overall. Don't you guys have a Dave and Buster's down there?
Yeah.
I think it's a Dave and Buster's game. But I guess we can move on to next one for Chip. Hey, this is very fitting for you.
Yeah.
Your team.
That's right. Next up, we're going to talk about 2015's Rocket League. This number one proves that on occasion, the second time is the charm. The sequel to the little known supersonic acrobatic rocket powered battle cars. I don't remember that shit at all.
What the fuck?
Sarpica? So that's definitely not an acronym.
Yeah. It's supersonic acrobatic rocket powered battle cars.
Yeah, there's no acronym for that.
Well, I guess with rocket powered and battle cars being hyphenated, you could call it SARB, S-A-R-B.
That still sounds weird, though.
Yeah. So Rocket League took its predecessor's concept by playing soccer with rocket-powered battle cars and a gigantic metal ball and improved it in every which way possible. The game's description alone is a little bit out there, but then these cars can be outfitted with over-the-top power-ups and various hats. The color and dynamic visuals also do well to highlight the insanity, including the ball blowing up in a puff of smoke once a goal is scored. With its unique concept and presentation, this surreal soccer simulator is in a league of its own.
Why'd you do that? You didn't have to do that.
I did.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, he did have to do that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Rocket League is fun as shit, man. Like, I seen it. It was free to play for Xbox, and I was like, oh, I'll check it out. I downloaded it, and I was like, yo, this is crazy. And the thing about it is, like, you got people, like, twisting the car when you get in the air, then hitting the boost and knocking the ball in the goal, and I'm like, how the fuck do they do that? And it's like, it's one of them games where you literally, like, there's a skill and there's an art to it that you really have to figure out, okay, how do I do this? Okay, let me try this. Let me see if this
power up. Just watch some Pro League, and that shit will amaze you how what they can do.
Dude, them Pro Leagues are crazy, dude.
Yep.
I understand the game. I just can't comprehend the mechanics for it, because I just...
Me either. I'm not good enough. What I know of it is it's fun. But I am not good enough to compete with these kids that are playing it. So I just stay away and watch from afar.
I play casually, man. It's just fun to play, you know?
I think I have it on every single thing I own. I have it on the PC for sure. I have it on the PS5. I know I have it on the Switch because Park loves playing it.
Yeah, Malachi likes playing it too. So, but that being said, out of all the ones that we've talked about tonight, which one was your favorite out of the ones that we talked about?
That's hard to say because, I mean...
Yeah,
you got NBA Jam, classic, Blitz, classic, SSX Tricky, classic, Street. Mario Strikers, classic, NBA Street, classic, NHL Hits, classic. Like, it's hard to pick just one.
All right, well, I'll throw out my top three. My top three would be SSX Tricky, NFL Blitz, and probably NBA Street 2.
I don't know that I could just do a top three off of just this list. I mean,
I'm here.
I don't know that I can.
Yeah, the only issue is I can't hear Chip now.
Okay. There we go.
Oh, thank
there
God.
There we go.
Oh.
Whew, I didn't want to have to redo this whole damn thing all over again.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, you did.
Well, for whatever reason, my mic decided to mute itself there.
Hey, you scared the shit out of me. Hey, it's okay, as long as you're still there.
Yeah, I didn't even touch the button to mute it. It just muted. Maybe it didn't want to hear me say, I couldn't pick just one. I can't even I can't even do a top three because if
it's
they
so hard.
Yeah, if they were to remake these games, I would spend way too much time
and money.
Yeah
money, definitely,
because you know to do these games would be bullshit free to plays, but you had to buy all the season passes and shit.
Oh
like
yeah
that. I mean, think about it, especially in NBA Street series, you can definitely have that to be a free to play, and then you unlock the parks and athletes through the season passes. SSX Tricky fucking for sure can make that a season pass game.
Yep,
absolutely, you could Absolutely.
Cool new mountains. Did you ever play the, I think I've asked you this before, did you ever play the AMP series?
Yeah, I liked AMP. I liked AMP.
I loved the first one. I had to get it again when I got the OG Xbox back. And like, AMP, it's so underrated. AMP was good.
It really is. It really is good. Here's one. Was there some games that weren't on this list that you think probably should have been on this list?
Yes, Pigskin Brawl.
Pigskin Brawl.
And
okay.
Amped. I mean,
Amped. Amped. Well, Amped wasn't crazy. It was more technical. I can understand SSX being on it because it was definitely the zany version of it. Because Amped's more technical. You don't get to do all the weird
that's
700 move chains.
That's right. True.
But no, Pigskin Foot Brawl, Bo Jackson, football.
Yeah.
NFL Streets for some reason not on this.
Yeah, NFL Streets I think should be on it. For me, like I don't know. Tony Hawk Underground 2 I think is one that needs to be on here.
Love
Tony
Thug
Hawk
2.
Underground 2. Yeah. Thug 2 was really good. Like I was going to go like Project 8, but that's more like serious simulation. Really the only one that was like crazy out of nowhere was Thug 2 because it was like the team battle between Tony Hawk and Bam Margera. It was a Jackass team, basically. Which was fine, you know.
That storyline is actually really freaking good. Like, my favorite YouTubers did it a couple years ago, like going through, because I've played it when I was fucking like 7 or 8, so I don't remember it really well.
Right.
Like, going back through and seeing that storyline, like, this is really, really outrageous. And I was like, oh, yeah, did the height of Jackass. Makes sense.
Right, of course it was. Any out there wrestling games that you guys think could have been on this list as well?
Out there wrestling games, probably the ICP Backyard Wrestling.
Yeah.
That there goes the neighborhood. Was it WrestleMania the arcade game?
WrestleMania arcade
yes,
game, yeah.
The Royal Rumble arcade game.
Yeah. In your house, the arcade game.
Yeah, the arcade games were all in general. Def Jam Fight for New York.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Def Jam Fight for New York wasn't necessarily like out there, because it was more street brawl. I would say Vendetta was a little bit more out there personality-wise because it was more wrestling-based, as Fight for New York was more street-based, more street fighting, brawling, stuff like that.
I need to send you guys that video of the Def Jam series, too. Also, just so you know, if EA doesn't make a Def Jam game, I think in the next 3 years, they lose that license and rights, so we can probably get new Def Jam games.
That would be great.
As long as it's nothing like Icon, because Icon fucking sucked.
I need to send you that video so you guys can watch it and literally learn like what that situation was. It was EA being fucking EA, but
trying to be better
No, what they did is they forced it. If you watch the video, it's easier to explain. But pretty much, they forced it to the Fight Night team to make a fucking street fighting game.
Yeah,
it's fucking like.
Well, and it was
these people not understand. Do these people not understand? If it's not broke, don't fucking fix it.
The team that developed it, Aki, that developed Vendetta and obviously the WCW games, Vendetta and Fight for New York, they took it away from them and gave it to EA Chicago. So they completely switched the whole production team.
Yeah.
But fuck, look at the success that Aki had with games like fucking WCW vs. NWO World Tour and fucking WCW and NWO Revenge, WrestleMania 2000, fucking No Mercy. Like, I mean, the success of those games and with the success of Def Jam Vendetta. I mean, just why would you take it away? Like, they're doing good work. Why the fuck would you remove them from?
Because Aki had their own engine and EA was forcing the Frostbite engine, which was made for boxing, not for street fighting.
Yeah.
So EA's like, well, fuck you. We want to use our engine. Bye.
Yeah, and then you wonder why Icon sucked.
Well, it was also a way for them to force it out so they could keep that license.
No, they still had like 4 more years before they actually had to.
Yeah,
worry about the license thing.
Yeah, but the longer you go, like the harder it is. So they just force games out. That's when you get these shitty games.
So you get Def Jam Rap Stars instead of another fighting game. If they make a Def Jam Rap Stars 2 just to keep that license, I'm about to be fucking pissed.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt that they do that.
Do you think... that's the thing with me. Like, if they made Icon like Fight for New York, I think it would have been received a little bit better.
I mean, but, like you said, why change the formula? Yeah, Def Jam Icons as a concept was really great. But if you would have kept the core mechanics of, I mean, they didn't even give you blazing moves. They gave you the stupid bebop speaker shit that just made the environment change.
Exactly.
And it wasn't even that impressive of a fucking.
It wasn't 3D. It was a 2D side scroll fighter. It had fucking super horribly bad color graphics on it. It was either that weird blue hue or that weird green orange.
Yep.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you look at it for too long, you start going into a fucking epileptic seizure.
It hurts your eyes. Like the coloring is so bad on that game. And then I was like thinking about it, like Fight Night Round 4 was not even that bad color. Like, why is this game so horrendously done?
Like, I don't get it, man. Like, I don't understand why they changed it up. And then, I mean, obviously, here's the strangest thing is that the reception of the game had mixed to positive reviews. From who? You know?
Probably IGN.
Yeah. IGN praised the uncensored soundtrack, beautifully rendered visuals, and beautifully rendered visuals and the My Soundtrack feature on the former version, but criticized weak fighting moves and inconsistent game mechanics. Okay.
So it quote unquote looked good and sounded good, but the game sucked.
Right.
I can't even say it looked good.
It didn't. I just remembering what color scheme and everything of that, like my eyes physically hurt sometimes.
This game was so bad, GamePro didn't even rate it.
Because it's garbage. It's literally like if we had Blitz the League and then made it fucking like backyard, like 4-on-4, like kid football. It just like wouldn't make sense at all. Like, why would you do so much of a change? Yeah, this game is selling successfully and people want more of it. Let's completely get rid of that and do our own thing.
I didn't even play Rap Star. I don't even know what Rap Star is.
It's karaoke.
Yeah.
Oh, hip hop karaoke.
Pretty much.
It's actually pretty fun. They had The Rock Wilder by Method and Red. They had Brass Monkey with BC. But the thing is, it's the song, but it's the video to the song. So you have to remember every part of the video, including the interlude parts and like the skits and everything.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, because when you do the Rock Wilder, it goes to that part where it does the How High little segment. I was like, oh, this threw me off so bad.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. Oh, man. Yeah, we're sitting here reminiscing about the good games we used to play as, you know, And there's still good games out there today, sports games that are out there today that people enjoy.
Well, the thing is, most of the games that are out there now are simulation games where, you know, it's not the over-the-top
arcade-ish games.
Yeah, that we were talking about now. It's literally just, you know, simulation.
Which I mean, I love simulation games to begin with too, but like sports simulation is so much more different. Like I like the 2K22 story that you can make your guy like do like a fashion line and like music and promoting and stuff like that. Like I like that part of it, but the gameplay itself is not that fucking great. And I'm playing it literally right now as we're recording, so I can definitely say it.
But yeah. But yeah, Fight for New York was definitely the best of the Def Jam games.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That being said,
don't know why DMX was not in Fight for New York.
I don't know.
There's no telling, to be honest.
I mean, when did his contract with Def Jam go away?
I mean,
not positive.
Well, Fight for New York came out September 21st, 2004.
Yep.
DMX left Def Jam. Okay, wait, that was okay. The Great Depression was 2001. I'm trying to see this. Grand Champion came out 2003, Def Jam. And then, yeah, because he then, Year of the Dog Again was his sixth album, and it came out in 2006 under Sony and Columbia.
So he probably wasn't on Def Jam anymore. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense. That's like literally the only reason I could have thought that would make sense of him not being there. God, I bet he was like, man, I could have been on Def Jam Fight for New York, the King of New York game.
Yep.
Yep. What hold on a minute. When did DMX pass away?
Last year? 2 years ago?
What?
2020, wasn't it?
Was it 2020?
April 9th, 2021.
Okay, so yeah, just last year.
In all white planes.
Because he had because he had an album that came out May of last year, and I didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
Exodus. I didn't even know about it.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it.
Yeah.
No, because it came out after he passed away.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we talked about it after it came out.
If we did, I don't remember. And it had Jay-Z, Nas, The Lox, Alicia Keys, West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, Snoop Dogg, Usher.
Yeah, it was a decent album.
I'm going to have to look into it. See if I can find a little bit of it. But anyway.
It's on both Spotify and Amazon.
There you go. All right. That being said, though, ladies and gentlemen, we will wrap it up for right now. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode of Something About Sports. And hope you guys enjoyed that. What's some of your favorite sports-related video games, crazy sports video games? Let us know on all of our social pages. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out of here this evening?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
Raj?
As always, shout outs to our sponsors, Gear Anime, keeping the fly as always, giving us the socks that we need, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
But no, obviously, www.gearanime.com/movementradio. Use promo code MOVERADIO for free shipping. audibletrial.com/movementradio. 30 free days of Audible, and one free audiobook. And if you have Prime, you get two free ones. Also, shout outs to Canva, keeping our designs fly as always with our logos and also our thumbnails for YouTube, with partners.canva.com/movementradio. Just thank you guys for the support.
Absolutely. And shout out to all of our friends in this endeavor with us. Sean Thompson of Thompson Personal Training, Jerry and Jennifer at the Chronic Conversations Podcast, Andrew and Sean at the Warrior Workout Network, Ivan Montanez, twitch.tv/UnleashedDemon, all the big homies over at These Ninjas Podcast, Sean Miller with Should I Watch That, Damon Smith with Cover 2 Sports, and shout out to Rocky Spurlock. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be heading to FarleyCon Comic Book Expo 2022. August 13th at Camp Jordan Arena in East Ridge, Tennessee. Lex Luger is going to be there. Ron Simmons is going to be there. Larry Hanna is going to be there. A who's who in the world of comic books, pop culture, wrestling. Come by, check us out. We're going to be hanging out all day at FarleyCon. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a fun event. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there. Come hang out with us. If you like comic books, if you like toys, if you like any type of comic book memorabilia, It's a pretty cool event. We're going to have Rocky Spurlock eventually on the show to talk about it, and it should be fun. Thank you guys again so much for all the love and support you guys have given us. 27,000 downloads And we can't thank you guys enough. We appreciate you guys. And it's because of you guys that we have a lot of doors opening for us right now. And ain't no anchor going to hold us down. We love you guys. Let's hit them with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Make sure you follow us on all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, click that bell to get notified of our latest videos, and once again, check out movementradio.us.
I am Chip Hazard.
I am Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.